the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For more than a century, scientists have puzzled over how Tahitian tree snails slugged from Tahiti to two relatively distant Polynesian islands. Even more mind-boggling, while the Tahiti snails sport a range of shell colors, the island hoppers are all white. Finally, the case has been solved, and it's all about fashion among ancient Polynesians. You see, the white shells, thought to be most prized for jewelry, were spread more broadly by the natives. In fact, the white-shelled snails were likely transported alive and raised on other islands. Various ideas to explain the mollusk mystery have come up short. For example, perhaps the tree snails were inadvertently brought from Tahiti and introduced to other islands. But if that were the case, the slimy invertebrates would be dispersed somewhat randomly among the islands, with nearby islands being more likely than distant ones to receive them. The fact that they're not present on nearby islands suggests deliberate introduction to the more distant archipelagos. To investigate the transport of the tree snails, scientists ran genetic analyses of snails from the three islands. They found that the snails all originated on Tahiti, indicating the snails were deliberately carried from Tahiti to the other islands.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.